Recently episode, we've been talking about the culture of the church. And I don't mean culture just in what sort of nationality or background we come from. And it's great to see that we are varied in that, because I think that's part of the richness of who we are as a people. But I'm also talking about the culture that we build as a group of people. And I've only been able to mention a couple of things so far, and today's going to be my last one speaking on this until we come back, and maybe I'll pick it up again then. But the area that I want to speak about today is grace and mercy. And to me, they are key elements regarding who we are as a people. So I want to speak a little bit about that this morning. See, under the Old Covenant, people lived under law. You had Moses who went up the mountain, received the Ten Commandments, brought them back to the people, and the people said, yes, we will live by God's laws. Only problem is that they soon discovered that they couldn't. And the sad thing is that you've got believers today who are still trying to live by those Ten Commandments. Now, I'm not suggesting that we throw the Ten Commandments out, so please don't hear that. They are a standard of God's righteousness. This is God's level of holiness. And we have people, even out in society, who aren't saved, but they live good lives. And if you looked at the commandments, you know, they try very hard to keep the commandments and be good people. In fact, many times people talk about, you know, a good, upstanding member of society. They're a good person. But no one can go and find a perfect person, because there is none out there. In fact, Jesus went so far to say, as there is none good but God. Which means that all of us have come short of God's standard of what good looks like. And so this is where grace and mercy fits in. Because God in his holiness has only one standard, and his standard is perfection. And if we could live by perfection, that would be fine. We could turn up in heaven and say, I have lived a perfect life and I am perfect in your sight. But I think most of us would be able to say, no, I would not be able to say that to God. So this is where grace and mercy come in. And I am so thankful for grace and mercy. See, most of us understand that in the physical realm, there are laws. So in other words, if you fall off the top of a 10-story building, you can flap your arms and you can tell God what a good person you are. But the law of gravity is going to have an effect upon you. Well, in the spirit realm, there are also laws. And the spiritual law of gravity is this, that the soul who sins shall die. What that means is that in the spirit realm, we're heading down. Now, we can say, I'm a good person, and we can think that we are okay, but spiritual law of gravity will take us down. That's the bad news. The good news is where grace and mercy comes in. What does mercy look like? Well, mercy is God catching us before we hit the pavement. That is what mercy looks like. And because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, God is just in showing us mercy. Jesus became sin and he paid the just penalty for sin and he died. That's why he went to the cross. He went to the cross so that he would die in our place. And God's mercy is where God says, "You are heading down, but I will catch you." That is what mercy looks like. Well, what does grace look like? Well, the best illustration for grace, I believe, is God giving us a cape. Now, please don't get offended at me using an illustration from Superman. The writers of Superman knew that they took the greatest story and they did a modern day adventure of it. They had the story where a son was placed on the planet, grew up looking like everybody else on the planet, but contained power greater than anybody else that he would use for the benefit of everybody else. That is your storyline of Superman, and it comes straight from the gospel, and they are not shy about saying that that is where they got it from. But Superman's story falls well short of God's story. See, in God's story, the Son that he sent into the earth didn't just come to die, to live, sorry, he came to die. He came to take our place. And Jesus put it this way. He said, "If a grain of wheat goes into the ground and dies, it will produce many grains of wheat." In other words, to come back to my illustration, Superman is one man with one cape, and he is a fictional character. In God's story, his son came, and he died so that the one could become many. Mercy is God catching us. Grace is us learning to fly. And God wants us as his kids to know that we're not only saved so that we don't hit the pavement, but in him we have the ability to be with him in heavenly places. That we carry the righteousness. In fact, the Bible calls it a robe of righteousness. That robe of righteousness is what not only gives us access into the very throne room of a holy, awesome God, where we can stand in his presence, totally loved, totally accepted, totally at home. In fact, we can even go and sit on God's lap and say, "Papa, you're my dad, because I carry your very DNA." It's an amazing story when you realize what God has done for us. We've become his child. And God wants us to learn to fly in him. To know what it is to be in his presence, to know what it is to carry his presence into this earth and to go about doing good. Because the Bible says that of Jesus, that he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He didn't come with a red cape, he came with something much better. And what he came with, he's given to you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are so good. And Jesus, you didn't want to just be one, but you wanted to be many. And thank you that you live in us and that by your grace and your mercy, we have your perfect record before a holy God. that we can stand in the courts of heaven, totally loved, totally accepted. And we thank you for that. Amen.